John Drake, how are you?
Probably about like you, enduring the splendor of Fiorello.
You know, we got that Israeli tourism thing, right?
Mazel tov.
I ran into Jim Jordan from BBDO at the Athletic Club with Frank from YNR. Your name came up.
Three millionaires in towels in a steam room. I don't know how to take that.
Take it as a compliment. A sign that you're destined for greater things. I think Jesus Over Rio was the best tourist campaign I've seen in over 20 years.
Wasn't good enough to land the Israelis.
Ah, that's not you. That's the tiny store you work in. Now, if you were with me at McCann, you'd have over 500 people at your disposal. And that's just in New York. We can get a lot of things done.
Can you get me out of the second half of the show?
All I'm saying is, you've done your time in the farm leagues. Yankee Stadium is on the line.
I changed my mind. I decided you deserve a visit to the bar.
Adele, this is Donald Draper.
If we're being introduced, I assume that you're in advertising. Would you both like to talk about that some more?
Betty, my wife, Jim and Adele Hobart.
Hello, Betty Draper.
Pleasure. Your husband here was about to prove that he can speak about things other than advertising.
Oh, he's very interesting.
Well then, come with me. Let's get those drinks. We'll be back.
Champagne?
Besides getting the handsome prince, are you, an actress or something?
No, I'm a housewife. I did do some modeling a lifetime ago.
I'm not surprised. That is some face you've got there. Anybody ever tell you you're a dead ringer for Grace Kelly?
They used to.
You know what? Coca-Cola is deep into this international campaign right now. A European face like yours, like Grace Kelly's, might be a road we could go down. We could put a call out for Grace Kelly type, but I don't think we'd come this close. You say you've modeled?
I'm retired. This is silly.
Think about it. You're coloring with a green bottle and an Irish setter?
Drink up. Back to Tammany Hall.
I like the show. Very gay songs.
Well, we'd better get back in there. Or leave.
Come on. It was very nice meeting both of you.
Why don't you want to go to dinner with Jim and Adele?
People like Jim Hobart always talk business because they have nothing else to say.
I could see that. You know, he gave me his card.
Really? Did I have to put it under my pillow or something?
No, actually. He was talking to me about modeling.
Was he?
I don't think it was like that. He said something about Grace Kelly and Coca-Cola.
Well, then there's no need to doubt his interest, then.
I did model, Don. Am I that wrong for Coca-Cola?
Anything.
So are you going to go there?
How was Fiorello exclamation point?
It'll be 6 months before I can get Don back into a Broadway theater. Oh, we ran into this agency head. Apparently, he's courting Don. He gave me his card, asked me if I wanted to do any modeling.
And that's a heck of a line. What did Don say?
He basically said the man was trying to sleep with one of us, and that he didn't like the idea of either. I did do some modeling, you know.
I did not know, but I'm not surprised. Carlton calls you Grace Kelly.
I was a model when I met Don.
A model in Manhattan?
Yes. It was exciting. But when I got started, summer after college in Italy.
Italy? Ooh.
There was this Italian designer, Giovanni. He wanted to be called Johnny. That's how much he loved Americans.
Well, he loved American girls.
It was more of an artist-muse relationship.
Okay.
So, he made you all this and it was platonic? No petting, nothing? Mamma mia.
Didn't put my hair up like this.
And Salvatore said he has some Mencken's artwork, but to meet him in the art department because you're going to need a red pencil.
Any other good news?
I think the mailboy dropped that off for you last night.
Peggy, can you give me an outside line?
Right away.
Don Draper. Now, why would you call me out of the blue?
I appreciate the gesture.
Oh, it's not a gesture, Don. It's an overture. Let me tell you, you're a hard man to run into.
I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. The next step is a quiet rendezvous. The Algonquin? There's a small hotel. Isn't that the song?
I don't know, Adam. Not ready to wave the flag just yet.
What about the details? I'd rather do this face to face.
But you already know what you're going to say.
I don't have to tell you the obvious limitations of Sterling Cooper.
But you're going to.
Do I need to be careful here? It's a mom and pop. McCann Erickson is an international company. We have a network that extends far beyond Madison Avenue. Europe, South America. We're publicly traded. We issue dividends.
Small is bad.
Done. Do you know the kind of clients we attract? Pan Am, Coca-Cola? Esso. Can you imagine the lifestyle that goes with handling Pan Am? It's a panty dropper. Television? Oh, you could be in that in a bigger way, you know that. But you want to sell corn, we do a show about Indians. Imagine yourself in a 3-year contract, 35 per annum, security set in stone. Sterling probably hasn't let you break 30 yet.
No comment.
I really don't like doing this over the phone. All I can say is, eventually you come up here, or you die wondering.
He gave me his card right in front of Don. Well, not right in front of him. I guess, well, I told Don about it. I was a model, you know. In fact, I met Don on a photo shoot. I was wearing this Russian blue fox coat. He was just a copywriter at the fur company. I remember he saw that I didn't like giving the coat back. It's always the hardest part. He asked me out. He wasn't shy. I liked that. I said no. Then 3 weeks later, the coat arrived at my apartment. Who knows what kind of Indian trading he had to do to get it. I think I only had 2 more jobs, maybe 3, before we got engaged. And then I got pregnant. It's always a nightmare raising children in Manhattan, so we moved to Ossining. Suddenly, I really felt so old.
Tell me more about that.
My mother was very concerned about looks and weight. And I've always eaten a lot. And I like hot dogs. My mother used to say, "You're going to get stout." And then I became a model. And she hated it. Even though Susie Parker made $100,000 that year. My mother hated it. Manhattan. She called me a prostitute.
You're angry at your mother.
What? Are you going to talk now?
You are angry at your mother.
Of all the things I've said in here.
You're sitting up.
You don't listen to me. You don't listen to what I say, and then out of nowhere you provoke me.
Tell me more about that.
I miss her. I understand that. It's good and bad. She wanted me to be beautiful so I could find a man. There's nothing wrong with that. But then what? Just sit and smoke and let it go till you're in a box? I don't care why he gave me his card.
Se deve necessario per il comunismo, è necessario tenere la Casa Blanca un leader capace di guidare nostro destino con una mano firme. Voten ustedes por el Partido Demócrata el día 8 de noviembre. Que viva Kennedy.
Where'd you get this?
Kurt Teasdale over at Gil Bascom. It's already on the air. They wanted to do it before she had the baby.
Am I alone? I don't understand it.
Because it's in Spanish.
I recognize that finishing school voice. You can't govern and listen to that all day.
I'm happy to give up any Spanish speakers and hope this goes away.
Well, Cooper thinks if Kennedy creeps up anymore in the polls, Nixon will panic and they'll get desperate for our efforts. He wants everything in place.
More risk. Why are we doing this again? And out of pocket?
I, for one, don't question the wishes of our clients.
Clients come and go, Campbell. Sometimes it's best to rid them of unrealistic expectations.
Are you trying to say that we can't win? Nixon's got an 8-point lead in the polls.
Not much. And we still haven't figured out a way to make an impact without the Nixon campaign's involvement.
My marching orders were undecided states. I think a plan of attack would make Coop happy. That 50-50 is Texas, New Jersey, and Illinois.
No, it's easy to just say that, isn't it?
I think women will hate her. It's like their better-looking sister marries a handsome senator, and she's going to live in the White House. I'm practically jealous.
I called. I assumed you were staying in the city.
The girl. We gave her a little extra work, and now she's distracted. Look at that.
It's raw, Don. Don, I realized something today. I miss modeling.
You always told me you hated it.
Maybe the passing of time has made me feel differently.
Maybe it's Jim Hobart.
So what? It's still an opportunity.
You want to go back to work?
A few days. I mean, is that so bad? I get paid. I can get Ethel to watch the kids. She watches them half the time now.
Well, that's 3-4 hour stretches.
I think it would be fun to go in and be that girl again.
You're serious?
There will still be him. I promise.
Are you resolved? Is this even worth arguing?
No, it's not like that. It's just something I'd like to do.
Well, I can't stop you from doing what you want to do.
You have no idea how boring it is around here.
Really? I would think 1 hour on the Sterling Cooper switchboard would be a Russian novel.
They told me it would happen, but the truth is, you really just stop listening.
And put ice on your wrists.
Peggy, do you need to go home?
What?
The sweater. Are you having one of those days?
It's not that. I'd like to go home, but I just don't think I can.
Then what is it? You're not helping your silhouette.
I ripped my skirt.
You don't have a needle and thread?
It's a big rip.
Oh, honey. I've got a spare outfit squirreled away. You can borrow it.
We're not exactly dressed for that, are we?
I've lost men like you before. It usually had to do with my unexpressed confidence. I think you're one in a million, Draper.
These are nice clubs.
That bonus from Cooper must have made you happy. It was designed as a kind of an armor against men like Jim Hobart.
How'd you hear about it?
I saw those clubs going down the hallway. I thought they were for me. They're from Jim Hobart. What did he offer?
Bigger. The world, basically.
Well, it can't just be a number on a salary because you know we're open to that.
Pan Am.
Pan Am is not McCann Erickson. Big talent attracts big clients. We could try and make that happen here.
That's true.
But don't be fooled. You hear Pan Am, you imagine London holed up at the Dorchester with three stewardesses. The truth is, it's more like a 20-hour boomerang flight so you can make a coupon, sing in Spanish. And when you have stockholders like McCann does, you can't fire clients. I know you'll hate that. I thought about leaving once. But, you know, it's daunting. Why entertain the prospect of failure?
That's a sad thought.
No. It made me look at this place. I don't want to sound sentimental, but it's not just accounts. Look around here, what you have. You want to start over?
I haven't made up my mind.
I'm taking this very personally.
Why? It's business.
Is it?
Ken Erickson has a major leagues.
Good. Let him go.
You're right.
Maybe he'll take me with him.
Can you imagine the money? I heard he's making 30 already.
He's not 10 times better than me.
You love him. Everybody loves him.
Sure. His moods and the way he talks. I don't even know what he's saying half the time.
Clients do.
I'll admit, she crossed my mind once. She's having a very bad freshman year.
They went nuts for her writing. Belle Jolie, she did that.
Belle Jolie was okay. She obviously let it go to her head. And other person.
No, I don't think it's the job. I think we're seeing the real her. One of those girls who slimmed down before she got here. Now she's here, and there she is.
Who thinks about her? Maybe she'll go with Draper, too.
It's a tragedy. Piece of fruit that went real bad, real fast. And no one ever got to eat it.
Well,
I got some work to do.
Suddenly, upon news of other success, a young man is filled with ambition.
Drop dead. Harry, you busy?
Well, hello. I can't believe this.
I'm sorry I overdid it. You're out of the business a few years and things change.
Please, I'm overwhelmed with the style of you.
Betty Draper, meet Ronnie Gitrich. He handles the art for Coca-Cola. He's also my brother-in-law.
It is a pleasure.
Look at her. What did I say?
You ready to work?
I'm excited.
It's not that complicated. He's either going to tell you to think about something else or just stand there.
Jim thinks everyone else's job is easy. Shall we?
Mrs. Draper, it's just a tryout. No guarantees.
I told you, I've done this before.
Now, where did you get that dress?
So basically, whereas C-Corp previously spent their money on local print and radio, we increased the network buy to 30%, more points for each dollar.
C-Corp laxatives. You know, I have to talk to those people. They're not what you would expect. They have absolutely no sense of humor about their product.
Who knew that college was going to get me out of the army and into laxatives?
College was the moment, wasn't it?
Fun and games. And girls.
Were you in a frat?
Alpha Delta Phi. Also known as cut-ups.
We were the cut-ups. We had this stray Dalmatian, our mascot, Mamie. So, it died, and in classic fraternity manner, we decided to throw a party. Mamie's funeral. One of the pledges pipes in that our rivals, Cy Yu...
They are so gung-ho.
Cy Yu is throwing a beauty pageant parade on Main Street with the girls' school down the road. Now, my friend Chip, he's a lawyer now, says, why don't we go down there and get a permit? Throw a grand funeral for Mamie and let the girls run away crying.
That's great. Did you do it?
We had police barricades and 30 brothers following that pledge who had the honor of pulling Mamie in a radio flyer.
That's beautiful. Idiots.
Wait a minute. Nixon and Kennedy are both buying up airtime in these undecided states. It's an arms race. Nixon buys, Kennedy matches. So if we can't increase Nixon's presence, we can decrease Kennedy's. How do we do that? We make big buys in New Jersey, Illinois, and wherever for C-Corp laxatives.
Hold on.
So Nixon's selling laxatives?
No. We're selling laxatives. Nixon's selling Nixon. And Kennedy's watching Mamie's funeral.
This is scary.
It is. Isn't it?
Even careful mothers can't completely protect their families from household germs just by cleaning alone. That's why you need Lysol. Lysol added to your regular cleaning water eliminates germs that cause odors and that cause illness. Lysol. Fastest, easiest, most effective way to kill household
germs. It was for me.
Who was it?
I'm the girl. The girl with the cola. It's only a couple of days' work. You know, just a couple of photo shoots and then some kind of testing. But I guess you know how it works.
I do. Don't worry, I'm not going to ruin this. I'm very happy for you.
I know you don't like it. But I know you're a little bit proud of me. Come upstairs.
Oh. Right here.
How are these open already?
Well, Betty, we don't want life to look difficult now, do we?
You're too much.
Go. If I see that dog in my yard again, I'm going to shoot it.
I see you got there and back in one piece.
Yes. And even though I got lost, I sent Ethel home at 4. They went to the park, then to visit Ernie at Francine's. All in all, everyone had a nice day.
So how was it?
There's this man, Ronnie. I don't even know what his job is.
Ronnie Goodridge. He's the art director. I met him.
He is such a character. He tells funny stories. I brought the form home. I thought you could help me fill it out so I can get paid.
I'd love to.
Sweetie pie, what happened?
I had an act dream.
Get up, Daddy.
What was your dream?
I don't want anyone to shoot Polly.
No one is going to do that, honey.
Yes, Mr. Beresford said he would because Polly ate one of his dogs.
They're pigeons.
You said this to you in your dream?
No, he said today when Polly ate the birdie. She wasn't hurt that bad. She could fly.
No one is going to hurt Polly.
Now they can't play in the yard. Let me get my robe on and go over there and find out what happened.
2 a.m. He's our neighbor. He'll make it worse. I'll talk to him.
You should have Ethel talk to him.
Don, they play in the yard when I'm here, too.
And she didn't tell you?
I'm sure they didn't tell her. They probably wouldn't have told me either. They'll be over at Francine's for the next shoot anyway. It's one day. I'm sure it wasn't that bad. That's not true. Did you see those big tears? I really want to get a picture of her crying one day.
I have to say, Don, Lucky Strike, even in this lawsuit, is stronger than ever.
It was a brilliant campaign. Like some supersonic jet flying right over the market.
I was there. Great work.
Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt. Who is responsible?
We've made a significant commitment for as yet unproduced C-Corp laxative commercials.
This didn't go by me.
No, it went by Bob Wilkins in media. Write to me. Who is responsible?
Mr. Cooper, sir, it was me.
You thought of this?
Well,
I bear some of the responsibility as well.
What did they do?
every commercial block on air. And the land of Lincoln is clogged up with laxative lies.
And a little bit of Nixon time.
The Kennedy people won't know what to do with themselves. They're going to have to put his pretty face on the radio. And with that accent. Nicely done.
I didn't think you had it in you. And I mean that.
Thank you.
Inspired.
Congratulations, boys.
Peggy, you want to write that down? Don said congratulations.
Are we done here?
No.
I really thought it was going to go bad for a minute.
Oh, I was sure it would.
No kidding. You almost let me detonate 1,000 feet from the ground. So much for camaraderie.
Mr. Rumson sent this over.
Mm. Unopened. Very nice.
Hildy, stay. Have a drink. It's an order.
No, thank you. I'm going to my parents after work.
You know, when something good happens to me, it also happens to you.
I know that. I said congratulations.
You should do something with that sourpuss. You're very beautiful. Just being honest. I love watching you walk.
I should go.
You should.
See you.
Always nice to see you. I give you my assurance that nothing good will happen to that boy, though I can't seem to keep my word on that hard as I try. I might ask you to take me with you.
I see no reason to leave. Maybe I see a million.
A million? Is that what it's going to cost me? I was thinking more like 40.
45 is good.
I'm not going to be a little girl and ask you why you stayed. I know it's not money. And I hope it's not to keep your foot on Pete Campbell.
I like the way you do business.
Well, I try to be as civilized as you can be.
No contract.
45 and no security. Well, what's in it for me?
If I leave this place one day, it will not be for more advertising.
What else is there?
I don't know, life being lived. I'd like to stop talking about it and get back to it.
I've worked with a lot of men like you, and if you had to choose a place to die, it would be in the middle of a pitch.
I've done that. I want to do something else. Jim Hobart, McCann Erickson.
Of course. 9-1.
Don.
Incredible pictures. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
So, your wife's already here with us. I know she's happy. Why don't you join her?
I don't know about that, Jim.
You can do better than that.
You know what I'm offering here?
It's Yankee Stadium. I know.
What? Did Sterling come to the rescue?
this is about money, I have to say I might have judged you wrong.
It's not. I'm surprised. I thought your wife coming here meant you were interested.
No, that was her idea.
Can't blame me for trying.
Maybe not, but, can't exactly say that was a big league move.
All's fair. No stone unturned, right?
It's a pity to lose both of you. You're a very
lucky man landing that woman.
What's going on with Mr. Draper?
Even if I knew, I wouldn't tell you.
Very good.
I didn't mean to give this back to you. I had it completely dry cleaned.
Why don't you keep it? Have it taken in here and let out there.
It's your dress.
Hot tea, that's a good idea.
What are you talking about?
Peggy, you are falling prey to a very common situation for new girls.
I'm not new anymore.
Well, that's just it. Don't you want to do well here?
I'm the first girl to do any writing in this office since the war. Marge told me.
Writing? Is that what this is about? I thought you were doing that to get close to Paul.
Thank you. Again.
I heard you were being considered for an account because a client's wife saw you and thought it would be okay if you worked with you. You know, you're not a stick. And yet I never wonder what men think of me. You are hiding a very attractive young girl with too much lunch.
I know what men think of you. That you're looking for a husband, and you're fun, and not in that order.
Peggy, this isn't China. There's no money in virginity.
I'm not a virgin.
No, of course not.
I just realized something. You think you're being helpful.
Well, I am trying, dear.
I'm going home.
Did you have a good day?
I did. It was splendid.
Well, Betty, I have some good news and some bad news.
There's bad news?
The client's moving the international work to London.
Oh.
More Audrey Hepburn, less Grace Kelly.
I see.
As for us, we're all going back to the malt shop. The good news is you have two wonderful sets of pictures to start your book again.
That's true.
I really am sorry.
This is fun.
You can keep the dress and the hairstyle. I don't do that for everyone. Oh, honey, it has nothing to do with you.
Move this whole thing down to McDougal Street?
You're doing great here.
Good she left. Probably wasn't going to happen for her tonight.
Depends how much we drink.
How drunk do you have to be? Our brother works at the exchange. They call a girl like her a lobster. All the meat's in the tail.
Have they given you guys a bonus?
Calm down!
Drop you at the station? Sure.
can't believe you sucker punched me. What is wrong with you?
You just had a fight, and I was not part of it. Either you two make up, or I do not stand a chance tonight.
Perfect timing. The children are done, but only because they were running around all day. He fell asleep in front of the TV.
How did it go today?
Good. Fun. They were talking about a whole string of other possibilities for me. But honestly, I don't think I want to work anymore. I don't like you coming home to some whipped together mess of whatever's left in the fridge. And frankly, I don't like Manhattan on my own. It's harsh.
It can be.
And what am I going to do? Run around the city with my book? Like some teenager making a fool of myself?
If that's what you want. It's my job to give you what you want.
You do. Now look at all this. I don't know what I was thinking.
Bertie, you know I don't care about making my dinner or taking in my shirts. You have a job. You're a mother to those two little people, and you are better at it than anyone else in the world. At least in the top 500. I would have given anything to have had a mother like you. Beautiful and kind, filled with love like an angel.
You're sweet.
And this does not taste whipped up.
No. It's good, isn't it?
Daddy.
You too.
We're going to the community center to watch them fill the pool.
That sounds fun. Mm. Have a good day.
I already am.
Mommy, I'm eating.
Be careful, don't jump off the bed.
From your lips, brings the summer sunshine, the tears from your eyes.
membrane.